It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
So, when you travel, you often buy one of those guidebooks or download a guidebook app. And if you get these guidebooks, then you might read them in English, which is great. It's good English practice. In these books, you're going to see some travel idioms that are quite common. For example, peak season or high season, you know, that's the busiest time of the year. It's a little different in each country, but every country has a peak season or a high season. Festive season, that's when there are many festivals, like February in Brazil, there's a lot of festivals, the Carnival. Another idiom might be must-see place, and that's the place that is the absolute best in that country. Some must-see places that I've been to, Well, in Mexico, you have the sun and the moon pyramids. That's must-see. That was very cool. Japan, saw a lot of great places. Hiroshima, maybe. That's just unbelievable. And here in Canada, of course, the Rocky Mountains. That's all must-see places. All right, so here are a few idioms related to travel that you might read in those guidebooks or on a guidebook app. Maybe these are not so common travel idioms. The first one, off the beaten track. Off the beaten track. And this means a hidden destination or a spot that is outside the tourist area. For example, when you go to Niagara Falls here in Canada, you should check out the whirlpools. Yeah, the whirlpools. They are off the beaten track, but well worth the visit. And that's true. You should check them out if you're in Canada. They're very cool. All right, next one. Travel light. Travel light. That's another common idiom, which means don't carry too many bags or too much luggage. So when you go to some destinations, you don't want to bring a lot of stuff. You want to travel light. And because of the many restrictions in Saudi Arabia, I had to travel light when I went there. I couldn't bring a lot of stuff into the country. So I had to leave it at home and travel light. Another idiom, go trekking. Go trekking. Now, trekking, it's like hiking, but, you know, not as heavy. Trekking is like, it's like taking a long walk through a difficult area or a long walk far from the city. So when I lived in Japan, we often went trekking through the mountains to find the different shrines. Also, very true story. You know, if you get to travel to Japan or Korea as well, because I've seen some great places there, trek through the mountains, because there's a lot of amazing things to see there. Next, we have a whistle stop tour. A whistle stop tour. Now, I'm not a fan of the whistle stop tour. Basically, you jump on and off a bus to visit a place for 15 or 20 minutes. So many cities and countries, mostly in the cities, have whistle stop tours. Now, I remember in Japan, I was on a whistle stop tour in Kagoshima. Now, Kagoshima is very famous for a very, very big and active volcano called Sakurajima. And it's a really cool place. You know, it's one of those must-see places. So I got off that tour, and it was a Japanese tour, so I didn't know the language well at that time. And I stayed at the volcano because it was really amazing. And when I returned, the bus was gone. Bam! No more bus. Where's the bus? So I had to walk down the volcano. Luckily, some very nice Kagoshima farmers picked us up, and we went down the mountain and got to the ferry. So not a big fan of the whistle stop tours, not a big fan. Another idiom, touristy. Touristy. This is used to describe a place that is full of tourists. And the local people, they don't go to this area. Times Square in New York. Very touristy. Times Square is touristy. Local New Yorkers avoid Times Square. Niagara Falls, sadly, in my country, is really touristy. The falls are beautiful, but the city is touristy. So, those are some idioms you may read in a guidebook or hear from the local people. And you can tell your new friends that, hey, I understand this idiom because I listen to The James Rice Show. And that is the idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.